I give you the better angels of our nature. Lance Gilbert, Katie Curtis, Peter Mulvey, and Jim Sloan.
Now you know what's all the gods know, but you'll never do better than the tom-tom. box. How you know what told me the gods know? Would you ever do better than the tom tom? Could you ever do better than the drum? Bow down to the eye of electric. Our instrument in the tick box. How you know what told me the gods know? Would you ever do better than the tom tom? Could you ever do better than the drum?
Ride for a while on this one, and sodium hike. Oh, the chickens run in circles. The circles are getting smaller, and the fox is on town tonight. Yeah, the fox, he's on the town tonight. But still, the kids down in the square, the ones in the first chorus, dancing like they just don't care. What if they know that all else is away in the morning?
The 21st century. black with big thick old blacks. Got trouble making friends. Cruising through my neighbors could easily come to no good end. Till I stumbled into the workshops of old white men. Call your mother, you can stay. That's about all we ever say. And they take the lid off of some old wooden box, and inside lay a gem made of string, spray, and wooden glue. Right then and there, sure I knew firsthand the wrong reasons of old white men. Old white men, teary eyed, Sam himself. Old white men.
Life in my part of the world back at the beginning of the 20th century.
But he always wanted to get back up to the North End. And that's what this song's about. Jack Collins and his group. And he said he needed to sing along. It sounds great if he picked the guitar and sing along. Do you get any of this sounds from you? A bit sing along when it says he was looking for the true north. And it sounds good if you sing along.
So we're going to sing a song now called
take down your flag. I wrote this song 2 weeks ago tonight, and now there's 176, because Katie Curtis just finished a version of this song. There's 176 versions of this song out there online, and I would welcome any of you who wanted to write a verse. You probably will cry when you do it, and make some of your friends cry when they hear it, and that's a start. So. Everyone rewrites the second verse, so we're going to have three different second verses here. I'm going to sing Anais Mitchell's second verse now. Anyway. Every flag over Charleston is a half staff today. Except one. Every flag over Charleston is a half staff today, except one.
Big room for president. Now we can marry fag to fag. Yeah. Thank you.
horse's rump. His hands still twisted in the moonlight. The label on his underpants said his name is Donald Trump. But his superhero alias is Rothschild. He says he has powers that no one can surpass to solve problems in the north, east, west, and south. But his only superpower is that he can talk out of his ass, because the only words that come out of his mouth. No one wants to be in his boyfriend. No one wants to have a baby Christmas. Standing as his speech can be spent, because nobody wants to be in his boyfriend. He said, when I rule the world, everything will be so fine. All the children will be clever, all the women look sublime, and every man will have to have a haircut just like mine. There'll never be any Facebook friend. What's more, nobody wants to be a Facebook friend. No matter how many requests I send, staring at an empty screen each night when I spend, because nobody wants to be a Facebook friend.
Born at the innocent church bells chime.
Me and my buddies, we are traveling people. We like to go down to Restaurant Roll. We spend those Euro dollars all the way from Washington to Tokyo. But I see them in the airport lounges upon their mother's breast. They follow me with open eyes. Me, they're uninvited guests. They've never been lonely. They've never been lied to. They never had a scuffle in fear. Nothing denied to. They're born at the instant. The church bells chime. A vocal whispering. Born after that time.
Can't feel.
We were 20 different ways on how to pitch and catch a ball, but the day before November was the best day of the fall. Now, little Mikey Lundy had a dad who beat him daily for nothing anyone could ever put their finger on. As if he needed reason, it was always open season on Mikey when he came home late to all the whiskey gone. Now, little Mike was especially keen to beat a Hulk at Halloween because he could wear a suit of green and hide the cuts and bruises. Hell, for one night, we could all just be just what we wanted to be most. Robber, princess, and vampire, ghost, whatever our muses chooses. Cause we were brown and tall, Jew and small, freckled fat, buck-tooth flat, black and broken, short and Christian with teeth and hair in every direction. We were 20 different views on which superhero had it all. But the day before November was the best day of the fall. Now, the older boys spin a story from Miller's Field and of a man that crossed old Mr. Miller and then disappeared from sight. And if you squint, the streetlight on the corner of Fifth and Mason cast a 10-foot scarecrow shadow guarding Miller's Field at night. But that didn't stop the older boys from throwing flaming bags of food on old man Miller's front porch stoop and doing the knock and run. We'd see a leg come from behind the door and stomp it out. And that is all we ever saw of old man Miller as long as we were young. Because we were brown and tall, Jew and small, freckled fat, bucked and flat, black and broken, short and Christian, with teeth and hair in every direction. We were 20 different crayon shades should Crayola come to call. But the day before November was the best day of the fall. Now, we hated the candy apples that the Gormans tossed into our bags. They gummed up all the other stuff with their icky, sticky splatter. So Mikey's big idea, of course, was leave him on old Miller's porch, shout trick-or-treat, stick your feet, then bang the door and scatter. So here he was, 4'3", and braver than both you and me, tiptoeing with 10 apples on their dirty bamboo skewers. He wrapped that door and how he flew, the fastest 4-foot hawk we knew, abandoning those treats of goo and all murderous pursuers. Cause we were brown and tall, Jew and small, freckled fat, buckled flat, black and broken, short Christian, with teeth and hair in every direction. We were 20 ways to slap the side of pinball at the mall, but the day before November was the best day of the fall. As Halloween slowed its pace, and we visited every neighbor's door, we snuck past old man Miller's place, and the apples weren't there anymore. So one by one, with pillowcases booty-filled and chocolate faces, we peeled off for our route from home to make our stomachs sore. The next day on the bus, we tallied peanut butter cups and raised nets and good plenties when Mikey shrugged and said, my father never came back home. And we said nothing. We just kept blowing bazooka bubbles and chewing peanut M&Ms instead. The days grew warm, and we hit the bikes in shorts and t-shirts, and so did Mike. The only bruise still on that type was just above his shoe, where a pebble caught him on his shin, jumping a curb in a banana seat swim. That shaver made us all seem braver with all his daring do. He smiled a whole lot more since then, but he never saw his dad again. And speculation has it that that bird just up and flew. But if you pass by Miller's Field at night and squint at that Fifth and Mason light, you swear where there was once one scarecrow, now there's clearly two. Cause we were brown and tall, Jew and small, freckled fat, buck-tooth flat, black and broken, short and Christian with teeth and hair in every direction. We were 100 different hopes and dreams spray-painted on God's wall, but the day before November was the best day of the fall. Thank you very much for being here.